This is Dr. E. T. Keating, follow-up progress note. Patient name Sim, S-I-M-M-S, Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, date of birth 10-5-1961, place Hitchcock Charles Village, date of service 12-2-2023. History of present illness. This is a 62-year-old female. She was admitted to John Hopkins Hospital, Bayview Medical Center. Patient has infection right foot and cellulitis, right lower extremity. Imaging study done. The patient has a right fifth toe osteomyelitis. She underwent amputation of her right fifth toe on November the 7th.
But you know what I say, that's not
Doppler study done for the leg, negative for DVT. Patient was given antibiotics. Infectious disease consulted. And they recommended augmentin 2 gram twice a day. Doxycycline 100 milligram twice a day, total 6 weeks. Patient previously used to be on cefepime and flagyl, but reported allergy to penicillin, rash. Infectious disease was also following the patient. Patient has diabetes mellitus, uncontrolled, and neuropathy. A1C was noted to be 11.3%. She was maintained on Lantus along with short-acting insulin. Chronic heart failure with the preserved ejection fraction of 60-65%. Chronic leg edema. After medication adjustment, PTOT done, and patient was sent to the subacute rehab. Today when I saw the patient, she denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, fever, chills. Dental unit, no hematuria, neuronosyncope, past medical history. Diabetes mellitus, next and hypertension, next and hyperlipidemia, next line. Chronic lymphedema. Recent osteomyelitis, right foot, history of PE. Rural system, no headache, indigenous pulmonary, no cough, no congestion, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no omphalic diarrhea, musculoskeletal. Right foot with the dressing in place, neuro, no syncope, endocrinopal, unipolar dipsia. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, time 3. Blood pressure 133 over 70, pulse 75, temperature 97.2 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 97%, body weight 200 pounds. Head rate mark, normophilic, isonectaric. No ENA discharge, neck supple, no JVD, chest non-tender, lungs. Clear, no wheezing, heart test minus 2, abdomen is soft, non-tender, bottom positive. Extremities. Bilateral edema, dressing is in place. Neuro patient is awake, alert, oriented, M3. Assessment, patient is admitted. Right foot infection with right leg cellulitis, next line. Right foot fifth toe osteomyelitis, status post fifth toe amputation. Next line, osteomyelitis of the right fifth toe. Next line, chronic heart failure with the preserved ejection fraction. Next line, diabetes mellitus. Next line, neuropathy. Next line, anxiety, depression. Next line, history of pulmonary embolism. Next line. History of polypharmacy. Next line. History of pleural effusion, next and GERD, next and PTSD. histiavaricose vein, allergy, penicillin. Patient has been maintained on medication as per discharge summary, and she's on gabapentin 300 mg 3 times a day, lantus 20 units subcutaneous daily, duloxetine 30 mg daily, augmentin 2 gram BID to complete 6-week course, doxycycline 100 mg BID to complete 6-week course, Lipitor 40 mg daily, lisinopril 40 mg daily, Lasix 40 mg daily, memantine 5 mg BID, metoprolol succinate 1 tablet 25 mg daily, aspirin 81 mg daily, sliding-scale curve with Humalog. Tojoyo, T-O-U-G-E-O, Tojoyo, 30 units daily. Trulicity, T-R-U-L-I-C-I-T-Y, Trulicity, 0.75 mg subcutaneous one time day, one time daily. Sorry, Trulicity should be one time weekly. Trulicity one time weekly. Local skin care. We'll follow the labs, continue her all current medications. Recent lab done Saturday was 62 and 28. November, WBC 2.9, hemoglobin 9.7, mercury 1.3, sodium 139, potassium 4.0, carbon 160 to 33, BUN 27, creatinine 0.7, calcium 8.4. Next, patient was also reported to have some weight loss. I have discussed the nursing staff and will monitor and have dietitian to see the patient and adjust the diet. We'll also follow the neutropenia. We'll follow up CBC, BNP on Monday.